Oh, hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
No, good. How are you?
Good, good. Did you get through all your client calls today?
Yeah, I'm just playing catch up on emails.
Oh, yeah. Yep. As a business owner, it never stops, does it?
Yeah, I know it.
So you said you had a question about Google optimization. Do you want me to go over your questions now, or do you need a little bit more time first? Or
No, go ahead. I'll pause here.
Okay.
Just
thank you.
What does it mean? What does it do?
Okay. So what the Google optimization means is that our technicians will do programming on your Google business page to get Mina RV Park on the first page of the search results. So what that means is it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of not only programming, but also content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business on the first page. So when I'm saying, oh, it'll include the Google optimization, that's what I'm talking about, is the programming to get you on the first page. So with the bundle package like your son has with the Google Ads, the reason that we recommend bundling the ads sooner rather than later is those ads, we send that budget over to Google and they can start the ads right away. So it doesn't take all of, you know, the extensive programming. And also Google will verify that your Google business profile is generating business from Mina, and it would get, or is it Mena or Mina?
Mina.
Mina, okay. So it would get you exposure on the maps in Mina and some of the immediate surrounding areas, but with the ads, you could run those wherever you like without having an address. So that's why sometimes people like bundling it with the ads too, because they can get a farther reach. You know what I mean?
Okay, kind of, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's say that I have a business, right? And let's just say that I'm in Los Angeles, but I want to target Beverly Hills because I know that that's a high-end area. I can't do that with the $299 package that your son has because it would be tied into my Los Angeles address. So if I wanted to target Beverly Hills and I was in Los Angeles, I would have to bundle it with the Google Ads because those paid ads I can run anywhere, just like the Facebook ads. So with the $299 package, you'll definitely get the best of both worlds because you can run those wherever you like without having an address there. But on Google, it'll be tied into the actual physical address. Which, you know, the only reason someone's going to Google for, you know, an RV park in Mina is because that's where they're intending to go to. So for you, you might be okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and it may help me get my long-term people here, and that would in turn put money in the bank, which would in turn be able to advertise for everybody else around the United States that are traveling.
Right. Right. And I don't want you to think that, you know, down the road when you're ready to put that 300 on there, that it's going to cover the whole United States because it's a budget, right? So if you want to show in the entire United States, we can do it, but it would cost, you know, a lot more money because what would happen with that $300, and this is for down the road because you'll add it later, but we would set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day, and the intention there is so that that $300 would last throughout the whole month, and you would never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, okay? So each morning, your ads would go up in all the designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, after, you know, 9 people click on it, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So that's how those Google ads work. So I always tell people, you know, when they start, it's probably, you know, best to pick maybe 5 or 7 targeted areas where you know that you would get good response from the ads and start there. And you could always, you know, grow it. But if you say, you know, take the 300 and advertise it nationwide, your ad might go up at 6 in the morning, and at 6:01 it might rotate off because it's in so many areas it's already exhausted the budget. You know what I mean?
Got it. Yep.
Yeah, so your budget will stretch out longer if you pick, like, targeted areas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're pretty set on you'd rather just start with the package that your son has now and the ads later,
tell me
right?
Tell me exactly what that includes.
Okay, and that does have the Facebook in it, too. I know that that was important to you. So it would include not only the programming or the optimization to put you on the first page on Google and Bing, but it would include some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, which that mobile platform programming will make sure that you come up from all of the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And on top of all that, it includes the Facebook ads. And I think I explained this to you initially, but I want to kind of refresh your memory, that with the Facebook ads, they work a little bit different than the Google ads because the search engines will actually target what people are searching for. So the search engines, if somebody that's searching for an RV park near you, they track that, and then the next time that person goes on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Mina RV Park coming up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform, okay? And then you're going to have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, how many new clients came from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. And then, of course, I think you were saying you wanted to revamp the website, too. So if you wanted, you know, us to have include the site, I can do that, of course, at no additional cost.
Yeah, and I don't really know if it needs it or not. I mean, I don't know. Have you looked at it?
I did look at it. I want to look at it again just to refresh my mind. One question. There's a different number on the Google business, the 469-6593. So that's your business line, and this one is your personal line?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, so let me just indicate that. I like your site in the fact that it has the phone number up at the top. That's a big plus. You'd be shocked how many business owners I talk to where I look at their site and I'm scrolling around and I can't even find their number, you know? And I always tell them, hey, you know, you might want to put your number on there front and center because that's a missed opportunity. If somebody is looking for your site and then, you know, they can't find the number, they might just click over to the next guy, you know? So,
Right. Yeah, so
I like the fact that you have the number on there, Escape to Serenity Countryside and Polk. Ask about our July special. That's good. Did you put that on there? Or is somebody managing this site?
I put that on there.
Then it has a call now. Oh, and you have a contact form. Yeah, that would have been the only thing if I didn't see it that I would have recommended, which would have been the contact form. But you already have that covered, obviously. But typically, you know, in case somebody can't call you right away, we do recommend that you have a contact form so that if they fill it out, you'll still get that lead. And ultimately, because that lead is a part of your Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it were me, I'd probably just leave the site as it is and we would promote it on the programming that we're doing for you. But if you would feel better, you know, to have a new site, then we could do it for you as well. Let me check your son's account. I want to see if he has one with us or not. Do you remember if he said he did?
I think he said he did, but I mean, I've talked to you and him so many times. Things
yeah.
get jumbled sometimes. But I do have a question. Like
yes.
on my site, on the Google reviews,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing from 2025, so why does that not update? Why doesn't it have my newer reviews on there?
Let me see here.
Because you look at it and it says overall Google rating 4.9, 29 reviews. But then if you go to Google and type me in, I've got more reviews than that.
Yeah, Google says 34 reviews. I'm looking at it right now. So I don't know why your site is not populating, because I don't know, like, who's hosting it or how that's, you know, being taken care of. But mm-hmm. if we build the site for you, we would definitely make sure that anytime someone leaves you a 5-star review, that it automatically gets populated on your site. If it's a negative review, like a 1-star or something, obviously we're not going to let that populate. We're only going to populate the 5-star reviews. But I don't see that that would be the problem, because the recent ones that you have from 2025 are 5-star ratings. So that wouldn't be the reason why they're not showing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, yeah, your son does have a site with us. I see it. It's the NorthTexasTreeExperts.com. So, yeah, that's one of our local splash sites. So, you know, being that you're having that issue, you know, I would probably just, you know, have them build the site for you so that you, you know, the reviews start automatically populating. And then if you change your mind down the road, you could always revert back, or we could use your domain and create the site on your domain if you like. If not, we would just purchase a new one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say right now, I think it's there and it's working. I mean, when I get my, what do you call it, like a report, there's many people going to it. So why am I not getting,
let's see.
I don't know. I don't know.
If you want to keep your site, I can ask Steve, he's in charge of our web development department, if he could give me some insight onto why your 2025 reviews aren't populating, and maybe he would have an answer to it that would help you, and then you could just keep your site, you know what I mean, and just continue to promote it, and then hopefully they would give you the tools that you need to get the fresh reviews to, you know, start populating and to show on top.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so
it's probably just some setting that you have to refresh or something like that, you know what I mean? But probably. I don't know how to find it, but I'm sure Steve would know. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so back to strictly on what the $299 does cover. Can you go over those bullet items again?
Uh-huh.
So I
yeah. Let me send you, I'm going to send you a link to our old pricing pages. These are the ones that, like I said, are no longer available, but it'll at least show you. It's everything that I sent you already in the VIP package, just without the Google paid ads. So here. It's localsplash.com/pricing. Let me make sure that that page is still up. Perfect, it is. Okay. So I'll send you this. I think this will make a little bit more sense if you look at it this way. How come you're in a 916 area code number?
It's just been my number for 30 years, and everything's tied to it. So
you're originally from that area?
No, I just lived there for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a long time. What city in the 916?
Close to Sacramento, Grove area.
Oh, I see. Yep. I knew it was up in the Bay Area somewhere, that area code, but I didn't know exactly where. But yeah, that's cool. That's nice. You probably got out of California at a good time. That's where we're located now, and there's a lot of crazy things going on in the state.
Yeah.
And the pastor of my church says somebody has to stay to try to keep it sane out here, you know? So, anyhow, did you get that link that I sent you?
Sorry, yes.
I sent it on your text message.
Oh, my text message?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking on my email. This message is spam.
Oh, it says it's spam?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you send it to the email?
Yeah, I don't know how the cell phone providers determine that, because some people told me that they had a spam filter on their phone from their cell phone provider, and then when clients called, it would tell them it was spam when it wasn't, you know? And I'm like, I really don't know how they determine it, you know? Especially if it's a fresh call that you haven't gotten a call from before, they might think it's spam, but until you talk to them, how do they know, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just sent it, I think, too, so I forwarded it or shared it, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I see. So I'm just sending you a link, localsplash.com/pricing. Okay, I sent it now in the email.
I got mine. Okay, so it says Local Splash. Where do I go from here?
Just click on the little link there, localsplash.com/pricing, and that will open a page that says take control of your online presence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll down, you'll see the first set of package is Premier SEO packages. You don't need any of that. That's the ones that are bundled with the Google Ads.
Essential.
Mm-hmm. But the one that you need is the second set of pricing where it says Platinum SEO packages. You're going to get everything here that's within the Platinum package, okay? But you won't be paying $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. So you'll pay $299 a month, and your setup fee will be waived. And then I would send you an email that says terms and conditions, and mm-hmm. You would acknowledge it with your e-signature, and it would actually grandfather you into that $299 rate and ensure that it never goes up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said, and my son said that it's not like a contract, it's just month to month, and if we wanted to stay 3 months, we could. If we decided to stay 103 months, we could.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this program, John, is we're a performance-based company, so we don't tie people into any minimum commitment. So if you want to stay for 3 months, you can. If you want to stay for a year, you can. And we do that knowing that nobody cancels on profit, right? So we know that if, you know, you're doing it and you fill up half of your facility there with full-timers and then you're having a steady flow of people coming in that are vacationers, you're going to want to continue with this month after month after month, you know. But the nice thing about it is if you ever, for one reason or another, decide not to, you can always do that. All we ask is that you would call us within 3 business days of your billing just to prevent the next month's charge. So if, you know, today's the 15th, you would always be billed on the 15th, meaning you could cancel at any time within the month you wanted to, but just try to keep it within 3 business days of the 15th to prevent the next charge.
So let's just say 9 months from now, I was full and mm-hmm. I didn't need the service. And I wanted to cancel it, but then 6 months later, I wanted it back. Am I still grandfathered into that same amount? Or is it new price?
Not if you do a cancellation, but if you do a seasonal hold, you would be. So let's say 9 months from now, you're like, look, I'm full. I want to pause the billing for 6 months. And they would do that for you. Stop your billing and remove your placement. And then within that 6 months, let's say you get a couple of openings and you want to, you know, reinstate it quicker, you could call us and say, look, I'm on hold for 6 months, but I want to start it sooner. Or let's say the 6 months goes by and you realize, like, hey, I'm still full. I still don't need this. Then you can call in and extend the hold too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That way you're on a seasonal hold, and then you keep your same pricing and all of your same services while the account's on hold.
And is there a minimum or maximum on the seasonal hold?
They usually like to do no longer than 6 months at a time. So if you did 6 months and then you called and said, hey, I need 3 months more, I need 6 months more, that's okay as long as you're extending it, you know. But they usually don't like it to be like more than 6 months at a time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's all of my questions. So Google placement being lovely. What is SEO, content creation?
That's the same thing I was talking about with, remember how I said within the optimization, it includes the content creation, manual submissions, programming, trusted citations. So that's all part of the content creation is what we'll do in order to make you relevant on Google. We add in weekly posts on the Google business page. We put in more content on the internet than we have now so that Google web crawlers will pick up the keywords that we're programming you for. So all of that is very important, you know. So we're constantly doing the content creation based on the fresh algorithms that come through daily, because Google changes the algorithms, you know, sometimes 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you'll have a team of technicians here that's constantly updating that content for you. Also, I'm very big on conversion. You know, I always tell people when they sign up that, hey, if you have anything special that you want us to showcase, like, you know, let's say that you have an award or an accolade or just something special, you've been running the RV park for 30 years and you're trusted in the community or anything like that, let us know, because I like to showcase that online because that will help with your credibility too, you know, and give you a higher conversion. So that's also part of the content creation.
Okay. So if you do specials or anything, what do we do? Just email you, call you up, tell you, and then kind of just get together and do it?
Yep, you would still have the access to do it through your site since you're keeping your site. So you would just, you know, either call us or email us or send us a text and say, hey, I want you to start promoting that there's a Labor Day special coming up or whatever, you know, or whatever the next holiday is. And then we would make the weekly posts and the specials that are running on your Facebook ads in line with the current promotion that you're running.
Okay. So will anything, do I have to or will I need to give access to my website so they can tie other things to it, or does it just automatically tie to it because they have the website name? I don't know, you know, what all the coding is and...
Correct. Yeah, so good question. If you keep your own site, John, then our technicians won't touch it in any way, shape, or form, but it will be attached to all of the listings that we're programming. So those we'll need access to. So we'll need access to your Facebook page. We'll need access to your Google business page. And you're the owner of them. You would just set Local Splash as a manager. So that way we can do the programming on them. And then that way, if you ever discontinue working with us, you just go back in and you remove us as a manager. You see what I mean?
So that's done on my end under settings or something, and somebody will walk me through how to do that?
Right. We would send you an email that says, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. And then you would go in there with the instructions and just add us. It usually takes just a couple minutes, but if you hit any glitches, then of course our technician would walk you through it during the client interview just to make sure that it gets done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because we know sometimes computers have a mind of their own and, you know, things mm-hmm. don't go accordingly.
So. And your end and my end don't look alike. And
Yep. We have a guy here named James. He's in the verification department, and he is so awesome. There's people that I've talked to that are like, I haven't been able to get my Google page verified in over a year, and no matter what I do, I can't. And James gets on the phone with them and walks them through a couple of things, and next minute I'm like, I don't know how he does it, but he's just so good at, like, breaking it down so people can understand it and, you know, go through the instructions. And the same thing with adding us as a manager. If you had any problems, I would just ask James, like, hey, can you please, you know, set some time to call John and help him, and he would do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it sounds good. I would like to see if you can figure out how to get my reviews updated, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'll find out from Steve. Who do you know who your website is through, or who the hosting is through, or anything like that?
GoDaddy.
It's through GoDaddy. Okay. So I'll ask Steve while we're on the phone, if for some reason he's in a meeting or on the other line and he doesn't answer me right away, I can always have that information for you by the client interview. So what I'll do is I'll just kind of re-verify everything that we went over yesterday and then make sure that I have all the correct information for your business profile, and then go over setting up the account, and then hopefully by the time, you know, we're through that, Steve will respond. So let me just send a message.
I do have one more question while you're doing that, but go ahead.
Of course. What's that?
My original Facebook was created as under a personal account.
Okay.
So all of my, what do you call them? I'm going to put you on speaker so I can look at it for a minute. So all of my followers and friends are connected to that.
Okay.
I did go in today under that account and created a business account.
Okay.
Other than inviting them to that business account, is there an automatic way that you could make those people followers of the new account?
I don't think it's automated. I think they would have to do it, like, one by one as they see that you have a new page. You know how, you know, Meta or Facebook would send them, you know, oh, you know, this is the new page for John Westbrook, you know, for Mina RV Park, and then they would have to, you know, add you that, you know, separately, I believe. But I'll ask Kyle about that. He's our guy in the Facebook department. So,
so what I did under Mina RV Park, I think while I was in that account, under that account, I created a business account, because the Mina RV Park was actually created under a personal account, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay, okay.
I created a personal account and named it Mina RV Park.
Okay.
So,
created, you already had your personal friends on it, or was it a fresh page when you created it?
It was a fresh, brand-new account.
Okay.
And I created a personal account and named it Mina RV Park. But with some of the research that I've been doing over the last two or three days, you can't connect a personal, I don't think, or I was informed or thought that you couldn't use a personal account to attach it to a business, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and created under this personal account that's named Mina RV Park, and I was going to name it RV Park in Mina. And I went through several names, and it would not allow me to do any of that, but it finally just put RV Park, and it allowed it. So I've got a business. Oh. I've got a business account under my personal Mina RV Park account called RV Park.
Got it. Okay. So.
Do you got it, or does that make sense there?
No, I got it. I got it because I'm looking at the one that I think is the personal one that you named Mina RV Park because it has 863 mm-hmm. followers. But then mm-hmm. you created a business one, and you couldn't use the same name of Mina RV Park, so they created it under just RV Park, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay, so that's a question that I would have to ask Kyle, because I'm not a programmer. I don't do anything like that. Real quick, yeah, I'm still dealing with the web department. I'm sending them the screenshot of your reviews. I'll put this
mm-hmm.
is from his site, 29 reviews, last one in 2024. And then I'm going to screenshot the one from your Google Business page. And so that they can see. Okay. On Google Business page, there are 34 reviews, and the fresh 2025 ones are not showing on his site. I'll put please advise, and then his name, Steve. Okay, so like I said, I don't know if he's tied up right now or not, but I sent that. So then now I want to tag Kyle in it because he's the Facebook guy. So I'll put
But before you put anything, this mm-hmm. this is a bumper here. I'm sitting here looking. I went to Google and typed in Mina RV Park. My business ad, Mina RV Park, pulls up. And under my 34 Google reviews, it says mm-hmm. you manage this business profile. So why are they they're considering this to be a business profile?
Yes. Yes. If you have a Google business profile, which is the one I'm looking at with the 34 reviews, that's
yeah.
already a verified profile. So every business automatically gets one, and it's free. You know, Google will give it to you if you sign up for it. But that doesn't mean that it would ever in and of itself get you results, right? So in order to get you results and people that are looking for RV parks and for you to be found specifically, is it has to have that local SEO services, which is search engine optimization, in order to get that page on the first page. So what we would do is we would have you add us as a manager. Remember I told you if needed, we would walk you through it, but it's really easy. You would add us as a manager to that page mm-hmm. that you already have. Because if we created a duplicate one, that would show as a red flag to Google because you have a duplicate, right?
I'm getting Google and Facebook mixed up. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I understand. Yeah, but the one with the 34 reviews, that's the one that's your Google business page.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting my Google and my Facebook mixed up. So back to the Facebook, my original one, my original profile was done underneath, was built as a personal profile, but I just named when it said, what's your first name? You know, I think I put Mina RV or Mina, and then last name I put RV Park or
RV
something
Park,
like that.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. So
my understanding, and I could be wrong, is you can't use a personal profile and advertise it as a business. If I'm wrong, I can delete that other account that I just created.
Okay, I'm just putting is under just RV park. So I put Facebook question. Client set his business Facebook on his personal Facebook page. Let me add, but when he tried to create the business Facebook, he said it would not accept Mina RV Park, so his business account is just RV Park. Which one would we use for Facebook ads, and would he have to delete the business one? I think what the answer is going to be on this, just because I, you know, see the emails and the correspondence that goes out with our clients, is I think they're going to have you keep the personal one that says Mina RV Park and just add us to that. Because even when we come across somebody that doesn't have a business Facebook, we'll still have them link their first personal Facebook to us. And I think the reasoning behind it is that when somebody reaches out to you regarding your RV park, if it's linked to your personal Facebook, then they can still, you know, get messages to you accordingly. You know what I mean? So I think they're going to use the personal page that's named Mina RV Park, but I would definitely make sure, you know, and then before you delete that other one, just wait until that department confirms it, because I think that's the way it's going to go. But of course, they're the experts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather it be that way, tell you the truth. I mean, I've already got like 60 people already following me on the new one.
But I agree.
They're following me on the other one as well, which is 600 and something. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Wow, you've been putting a lot of work into this. I'm actually proud of you. You know a lot more about internet marketing than a lot of business owners I talk to. So, I mean, you're doing really good, but, yeah, you're putting a lot of work into it. So good for you. I always tell people if they're proactive with their account, they're going to see much better results. And I can tell that you're very proactive with your business, which is awesome. So I'm just going to link the website on here so that they have it. Okay, MinaRVPark.com.
And you can also tell them if they want to call me, they can, and I'll try to explain it better. But
okay, yeah, they'll have make sure that everything gets set up appropriately during the client interview. So if they send you an email that says important, please add us to your Facebook, I'll make sure that they make it clear, you know, which page they're talking about, so that you do it properly, you know, so that you're not setting us to the random one that you're going to delete, or a random one that you don't have to delete, but we're not going to use. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I'll
right.
make sure that, yeah, they make it clear, you know, before you do any type of adding us, so that they run the ads on the correct page. And then let's see here. Do you want me to send the confirmation email to the same email we have, minarvpark@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then I just want to switch the numbers here. I want to put the 916 number is your personal cell, and then I'll put the business phone number under the main business line, and that's the one that we can hook up the call tracking number to, which is the 479-469-6593. Do you answer calls that come to that number, or is it someone else that answers them?
Both me and my wife.
Oh, you and your wife. Okay, perfect. So then it's trackable. I just wanted to make sure that we're forwarding to the correct number. And then, let's see, zip code is 71953. And then the business phone number, I'll update it here as well. Okay, and then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
The debits.
Okay, and does it have your name on it, John, or the company name,
yes.
or both?
It actually has both, but when I give it out and they ask for it, I just fill in my name. So when you run
okay.
it, all you need is my name.
Just John Westbrook, no middle name or initial?
That's correct.
Okay, that makes it easy. And then it's the same billing address on 4976 Arkansas 88?
Yes.
Okay, Highway 88 East. I don't know. It looks the same to me. And then go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
4908.
Okay.
7300.
Got it.
0025.
Mm-hmm.
1873.
And expiration?
1028.
And the code?
001.
Okay, and then what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and it will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you, and that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You want me to state it right now?
Yes, please.
Mina, RV Park.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
John Westbrook, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the agreement?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So all that means is it wants you to agree to disclose with us any additional online marketing efforts. And basically what they're looking for is anything regarding, you know, programming online. Because if you do any other online advertising, we just want to make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing. But, you know, you don't have to do any other advertising because this is a full package, you know, with the directories and the social media and the Google and everything. But if you do decide to do something, just let us know about it, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $299. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording, and then I'm just trying to make sure because it still says Google Ads at the top, but I took them off. I'm just wanting to make sure that I took it off in both places. Okay, good. It looks good here. So then lastly, the client interview for tomorrow, it's going to take approximately maybe 30 minutes or so. What would work best, morning or afternoon? And I can tell you what's available.
Morning.
Morning, okay. So I have a 9 or a 10 o'clock open.
10 o'clock. Actually, you know
okay.
what? Let's do the 9 so we can get it over with and I can get started. That way it won't interrupt me The list did 9 a.m.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is block out an hour from 9 to 10. Like I said, it's not going to take that long, but that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
A text message?
Mm-hmm. If you didn't, you'll also get an email that will say, your email will say your initial invoice. So the link will be in that email too. If you didn't get the text yet, you might want to check the email instead.
Yeah, I didn't get it on my, the only one I had was the original one you sent me a while ago that said you were
okay.
Spam.
It might come in a second. Sometimes the system, you know, sends it and it gets stuck like in the queue for a minute. So let me just see if we have confirmation on this end that it went out. Oh, good.
Here's one. Link to prep. Oh, there it goes. Local Splash invoice.
There it is. Okay. So if you click on the link in that email, it will take
please
you to a page.
Please click here. That's submission
right,
term.
Where it says please click here. That's exactly right. And then it'll take you to the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, John, there's three little boxes that you have to check. One will say that you're authorized. The second says that you receive text messages. The third says that you are aware that this is a reoccurring charge. And then once you select those three boxes and hit Confirm Signature, you type your name in, obviously, and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So I don't want you to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
I got to the username and password.
Excellent. Okay, so then that's a good sign. That means that it went through. And then I added you to the calendar appointment for tomorrow at 9 a.m. So you'll get a little reminder like an hour ahead of time that they'll be calling you, you know, at 9 o'clock. And then other than that, you are all good to go. So I'm going to heavily notate your account since the web department, Steve, and the Facebook department, Kyle, they haven't responded to me yet. So as soon as they do, I'll make sure that you get added, you know, you add us to the correct page on the Facebook. I'm going to send you an email that will say important, please add us to the Google Business Profile. So you should be able to go in there tonight and do that no problem with the instructions in the email. But remember, if you hit any type of a glitch, just let us know tomorrow and then we'll walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So other than that, you are all good to go. So thank you for signing up. I know you're absolutely going to love this. I'm excited for you. So have a very profitable year, and then you're all set for now. My technician will reach out to you in the morning, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. It was nice talking to you, John. Have a good evening, too.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.